Bulletin board. Fun facts about the Philippines. Have you met Drea yet? On pages 14 and 15, you can learn about her life on the Philippine Islands. Here are a few fun facts about her homeland. I am a child of God in Tagalog. Ako ay anak ng Diyos. The Philippines is made up of more than 7,000 islands. If you scrunch them all up into one piece of land, it would be about the size of Italy. The Philippines has over 200 volcanoes, but only 22 are active. It's part of the Ring of Fire, an area with many volcanoes. The official languages are Tagalog and English, but more than 100 other languages are spoken in the Philippines. Don't drop the ball. You can play a Filipino game called Sipa with a small ball and a few friends. How to play. Have everyone stand in a circle. Gently toss the ball into the air. When the ball comes down, hit it back up with any part of your body. Keep going for as long as you can, counting out loud the number of times you hit the ball. Then pass the ball to another person. How many times can you hit the ball without letting it hit the ground? Drea likes making treats for her family, especially soft candies called pastillas de leche. You can make these popular Filipino treats too. Remember to get an adult's help. Recipe: pastillas de leche. 1 14-ounce or 397 grams canned sweetened condensed milk. 2 cups powdered milk sifted. 1/2 cup sugar in a small bowl. Wax paper or cellophane cut into 2-inch 5-centimeter squares. Step 1. Pour the sweetened condensed milk into a large mixing bowl. Step 2. Slowly stir in the powdered milk. Mix completely until it forms a soft dough. Step 3. Roll a teaspoon of dough into a small tube shape in your hands. Step 4. Roll the candy tube in the bowl of sugar, then wrap the candy in a square of wax paper or cellophane. Step 5. Repeat until all your candy is ready to share.
Family history. I am doing it. Cemeteries are great places to find out more about family members who have died. If you live near a cemetery where your ancestors are buried, ask your parents to show you their gravestones. Take a photo or put a piece of paper over the names and rub a crayon on the paper to copy the words. Because Christ lives, we will all live again after we have died. What if? What if you could go back in time and meet one of your ancestors? Who would you meet and why? End of Bulletin Board.